Call to order the Monroe Public School Board's Board of Education meeting. Today is Tuesday, July 16th, 2024. The time is 7 p.m. Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes, Dr. Behrens. He stepped out for a moment, but...
Yeah, he's here.
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 Here. Could we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin this evening, if you wish to address the board in public commentary, please make sure to fill out a form that's there in the back over by that door and turn it in to our wonderful assistant, Jamie, here on the corner. Superintendent Shaw, are there any additions or deletions? Well, I always goof that one up, to the agenda this evening?
We have one addition to the to our for this evening, and that is B3. That's a new agenda item, and that is staffing recommendation for tonight. So new business, B3A, staffing recommendation.
Can I get a motion?
So it's 3A.
Yes, ma'am.
I move that we add agenda item B3A, staffing. What was the verbiage again?
It's just a staffing
recommendation for
staffing
our
recommendation to the agenda.
Thank you.
I will support that verbiage.
Jamie, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Is this in support of that or just
yes, in support of that? Support of it.
Yes.
Mr. Hack?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We already did this. Did you read the revision?
Yep.
Okay. So that brings us to superintendent comments. Superintendent Shaw.
All right. So for the first round of my comments, I have none tonight because we're in July. So get ready for August.
Wow. You didn't have anything? Like maybe we should look for the fair? Or?
That's coming up later
on. Oh, all right. All right.
Next month.
4 minutes.
All right. 4 minutes. All right. Public commentary on board agenda items only. Do we have anything, Darla?
No, we don't.
All right, board discussionary items, reports. Anybody got anything to add to that? Okay, next is our consent agenda items.
I move that consent agenda items B2A and B2B be considered consent agenda items and the consent agenda items be approved as recommended.
Is there support?
Support.
Go ahead.
Jamie, could we have a roll call, please?
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Hack?
Yes.
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 Yes, and the motion passes. Do we have any new hires here tonight?
I don't believe we do have any of our new hires with us tonight. Nope.
All right. That brings us to new business, I believe.
Yes, sir.
All right. Before we move into new business, I want to provide some background and context to our agenda items of this evening. All items on our agenda have either been discussed in depth or at prior workshops. And have been addressed in our weekly board briefs. So although it may seem that we move quickly through these items, we want our public to know that we have thoroughly done our due diligence and reviewed prior to this meeting. Let's see. As a reminder, our workshops are open to the public. Next is Superintendent Shaw for staffing.
Thank you very much, sir. All right, so we do have a staffing recommendation for you tonight. It is our new band director. And so we're excited that the process has been completed. Our group did a phenomenal job. Dave, do you remember the number of applicants we had for this position?
Yes, but not at the moment.
Oh, okay.
No.
More than 10?
No.
It was a high interest position.
It
and,
was.
Every candidate for first round was qualified. So
yes.
It made it extremely exciting and a good
okay.
I think process.
Before we get into that recommendation, here was what
26.
Most, 26. 26. Well, here's what was most impressive is last Monday when we had to do that second round and they were in front of our students, we had 40 or 50 of our high school students and some of our current eighth graders, now freshmen, come into the middle school. It's not air conditioned.
that morning and played for each of our final candidates. Wow. And so they had to direct, were going through the direction, and so it was a wonderful time right there. So it is with great joy that we would recommend Graham Wesley as a teacher of Monroe Public Schools, effective July 16th, 2024, and place on the appropriate salary level as contained in the master agreement and upon completion of all pre-employment requirements.
Can I get a motion?
I move that we hire our new band director.
Support?
Support.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes. Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenaar?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes. And the motion passes. Is he here?
He is not here.
He's busy.
He's busy, yes. He's he's made he did make his way over to band camp. He's been he's been at band camp before, so it's not he's part of so he's known the kids knew him when they came in. So that's an exciting time. You wait until you guys meet just this gentleman right there, dynamic man.
All right, next we have old business, and I will turn that back over to Superintendent Shaw for the fleet management.
Thank you. So last evening we had a conversation in regards to fleet management. There was a request for more negotiations with a contract. Knowing that the board would want that in writing, I wish I could have had that all done for you today, but we couldn't. So at this point in time, I'm going to be asking for a motion of postponement of this item until our next board meeting.
Yeah, I'd like to move that we postpone this due to the ongoing contract negotiations to the next board meeting.
I'll support that.
Any discussion?
No, I think I know that's a lot of work in one day, and I didn't expect that we could have it all done. So,
I guess Jamie, could we have a roll call, please?
Oh, Tom.
Sorry about that,
question.
Tom.
I know the current extension expires on July 31st.
So that's why we've requested a meeting next Tuesday night for 6 o'clock so we can, I can get this done here in the next few days for you and then have that to you.
Okay. And we'll have a copy of the contract.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Would that be considered a special meeting then?
That would be a special meeting.
Okay. And it meets the qualifications for pulling up a special meeting?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. Roll call, please, Jamie.
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenaar?
Yes.
Yes, and the motion passes. Superintendent comments? Superintendent Shaw?
All right, so just three items for you. First is, and this is an exciting one. As you know, we're into wrapping up this week, our second week of our Summer Spectacular. And last week, David came to me and talked about graduations. We do have some kids that are going to be completing all the requirements for graduation. And wanted to know what we're going to do for that. And so he threw out a couple ideas. I said I would love for them to graduate from this room. So on Tuesday, August the 13th, that's our board workshop, board night at 5:30, we're going to hold the graduation in here for those students that have qualified.
So, I like that.
Yep. So they'll be here with us that night. Band camp is off and running right now. They are at Spring Arbor University. About 110 students are there. They'll be back this Saturday. They're planning on, I believe, being back here around the, I was told, around the 1:30 hour. And so if you want to be at the high school right there for that, they always do a little performance there. But that is exciting. So they're changing it up on us. Thank you. So
well, that was mentioned.
Thank you. So I appreciate
that.
Made
it more interesting.
At Spring Arbor. Yep. But we will see on Sunday, July 28th, at the Fair Parade, our band out there and going. Which, you know, yesterday marked the 15th of July, which is like, well, there goes July. But with that, the county fair launches on the 28th, and so it'll be a big week. And so know that we're out there and represented inside the First Merchants Bank Expo Center daily. At space number 52, thank you for that. And then we'll also have our kids in competition, so please get out there and support our students. So that's all I have tonight, sir.
All right. Darla, do we have any public commentary, any topic?
Yes, we do. I have one, and there's two names on it, so it's, I'm sorry if I get your name wrong, Jenna Bazell and Melissa Gray. So are you speaking together?
Together, yes.
yeah, we moved pretty fast
tonight. Yeah. Is there anyone else willing to speak? Because with this being a board meeting right there, we are at that point where we're, once we move past this, the board will have comments, and then we'll be adjourning this meeting.
Does someone else want to come up and speak? You're more than welcome to. I have a little timer. I could have 3 minutes.
That's okay. We'll come back
next time. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, that brings us to board member commentary. Anybody got anything?
Just a question. I know we've got a lot of work going on at the high school, and I think some at Custer.
Yep.
Can we schedule some walkthroughs?
We're working on, I was actually thinking about that, of when to schedule you guys in out to the high school, okay? And so this Thursday we have our regular Thursday meeting, and so we're going to figure out what date works best for that.
Okay,
there and
great.
Get you that. We'll get you out there before we're done with that project, though. So
down that gravel road?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead. Do you have anything?
Just on that topic, you know, we still have not been through Custer.
Okay.
We still have not been through Fenmore. And now we were through Waterloo, but I guess that's I don't know if it's a mute point anymore to go through Waterloo. But I'm trying to think, was there anything else that we have not had an opportunity to go and see the buildings that I'm forgetting?
Well, that would probably be you two, because I'm sure you and I have been through every building. What about you, Scott? You're good?
Yep.
Okay.
Definitely like to see the ongoing
Right now. I'll get that together.
All right.
The other thing I would, are you done, Darrell? We did get some emails as far as volunteering for the Lowell Schoolhouse. I tried to email back twice, but I get blocked because it's considered me spam. I usually
Are you using your personal email or the Monroe Public
School? Monroe Public School.
And see, what have you done to the Little Red Schoolhouse?
But I've been happy.
Have a conversation on the ongoing, continuing email nightmare.
That would be that man right there. That would not that would not be in a board meeting.
But if we can pass that on to whoever's doing it, I usually always volunteer.
I know I have it in my file. What day were you looking to?
I think it looks like she's shy.
Yeah,
about
we're gonna
2 to 5 on.
Dave and I have talked, so we're gonna find
Thursday.
Out.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's probably what time slot?
So somewhere
in the. Yeah.
Oh, you have to be. Do you know what's weird? My phone never misses a beat.
Okay.
So I can sign up if you have on your behalf, and I'll make sure I let you know.
Because it looks like she. Okay. It looks like she's filled up in the morning, and I knew 2 to 5, it's like boiling in there, so there's nobody going to volunteer. So.
I know.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyone else? Hearing none, can I get an motion for an adjournment?
So moved.
Support. Show
of hands. And this concludes our agenda for this evening. Our next regular board meeting will be held on Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. We'll begin at 7 p.m. A workshop will be held prior to the board meeting at 5:30.
5:30 or 6?
5:30. 5:30.